You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
It's Christmas!
Down this thing here, it's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
What, dear?
Grace!
Grace! She passed away 30 years ago.
They want you to say Grace. The blessing!
It's a funny, squeaky sound.
You couldn't hear a dump truck driving through a nitroglycerin plant.
Shh. Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Sean, and yes, this is out a lot later than I wanted to, but with Christmas Eve and Christmas Day on the weekend, I really didn't get much time to record this, so it's going to be a quick turnaround between this one and the one that's going to drop for this week. The recording of this will be the ending of this week. Will drop hopefully Sunday, Monday in there. So subscribe to ChristmasPodcast.com. I'll keep you up to date a lot more often, especially when I get tied up and making these recordings. You get updated a lot sooner than you do there. You can also subscribe to Christmas Podcast, podcast wherever you're listening to this. Keep yourself up to date there too. And at ChristmasPodcast.com, you also can get a hold of me. Let me know if you have any type of podcasts you want me to look at to try to get on ChristmasPodcast.com, or just let me know how we're doing. Well, this is a big, big episode, so let's get you up to date.
Kids today, so desensitized by movies and television.
Here are the new episodes that drop the week of December 17th through the 23rd. Lost Christmas Podcast had an episode on December 17th titled A Fairy Godmother Who Gives Gifts at Christmas. Jeff's back with another episode, three recommendations, a movie, a TV episode, and a book, another Santa, and more of the lost years of Santa Claus. He's traveling to France to discuss the wonderful fairy godmother named Tante Ari, or Aunt Ari, Aunt Ari. She is a fascinating blend of so much history with enormous powers and abilities as well. From the Franche-Comté region near France, near the Swiss border, this lovely lady brings gifts and a lot more. Listen, learn, and share her story with others. Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode on December 17th titled Noel Narcissists. We fight back against those who claim to love Christmas more than everyone else. Liam and Ness fight back against Noel Narcissists, a term they made up, those people who claim to love Christmas more than anyone else and rob the joy we all feel and deserve. They have a new idea of what to do if you find yourself all alone on Christmas Day. Would you consider a festive hike? Plus, the number one way to keep yourself out of debt this Christmas, they have all the advice you'll need to stay debt-free. Total Christmas Podcast had an episode on December 17th titled The Christmas Village. You have no idea how much Christmas Jack has crammed into this episode. First up, there's a quick recommendation of one of his favorite Christmas films. It's called Christmas Again. Next up is a treat for any fans of A Charlie Brown Christmas. Nate Hance has done a fantastic jazz take on the Vince Guaraldi soundtrack. Then it's Do You Hear What I Hear with Bob Baker, and he's wishing us a happy or merry Christmas. Thanks to listener Timothy Lewis, Jack has a listen to five Christmas songs from the U.S. to see if Jack's ever heard of them before. And they are Hard Candy Christmas by Dolly Parton, Christmas in Dixie by Alabama, Tennessee Christmas by Amy Grant, Colorado Christmas by Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and Santa Claus is Watching You by Ray Stevens. Then Scott Newman reads another interesting story about the life of the real St. Nicholas. Sounds like old St. Nick had a bit of a temper on him. For the third year in a row, the wonderful Shelley Arnold tells us about her Christmas village. You have to check out the pictures on Facebook to truly appreciate it. Then Natalie Bickle tells the story of how she found out the truth about Santa when she was only 6 years old. Natalie is the author of The Christmas Clue, a delightful children's book that could be the perfect start to a yearly tradition. Then it's one of the laziest versions of a Christmas carol Jack's ever covered. It could have been so good, but instead he thought it was naff. It's A Sesame Street Christmas Carol. Then it's the quiz, and Adam Kennedy tries his luck, and he does okay. Adam has a very funny Christmas album that you need to listen to. Bob Baker has his final wonderful Christmas time of the year, and he gives us 10 great suggestions for how to make Christmas season bright. This episode's recommendation is I'm Not Complaining with Robin and Juno, a wonderful podcast hosted by the world's youngest podcasters, his little girls. The other recommendation is his book, Thursday Night's All Right by Jack Andrews. After the credits, it's Between the Lights by E.F. Benson, read by Tony Dixon. Tony is the host of Happy Halloween Podcast. Holly Jolly Xmasu Podcast had an episode on December 17th titled Mint Sounds Xmas Album. Scott talks about the phenomenal 1987 compilation Mint Sounds Xmas Album. Advent Calendar House Podcast had an episode on December 18th titled My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, A Hearthswarming Tale. It's 2016 and a Scrooge-like unicorn is brewing a potion to eliminate Hearthswarming Eve from the calendar. That's how potions work, right? Join Mike and John and Ben from Santa by the Minute for a Scrooge Sunday canter through a Christmas Carol adaptation set in Equestria, the world of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. Kringle Talks Christmas had an episode on December 18th titled Mince Pies. Chris is talking mince pies. Why are they so delicious? Well, that's simple, because they just are, and all other answers are wrong, according to Chris. He takes a look into the history of this British tradition dating back to the 12th century Middle Eastern days. Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode on December 18th titled, Should Kids Be Banned from All Christmas Parties? Liam and Ness ask the question, should kids be banned from all Christmas parties, and why they think it may just add to your festivities. You won't believe what the most popular activity to do is on Christmas Eve, and why they think you should plan today to avoid it. Plus, they unpack why experts are saying people shouldn't return home on Christmas Day and why staying local is a better option. Closer to Christmas Podcast had an episode on December 18th titled National Lampoon's Twinkling Lights Game. Charlie reviews a game that was voted on by listeners of the podcast and Instagram followers. He covers the Funko Games card game titled National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation Twinkling Card Game. Does this game get you in the mood to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny Kaye? Listen in as he discusses the rules and his thoughts on the game. Tinsel Tunes Podcast had an episode on December 18th titled The Christmas Song. Scott and Dwayne discussed Nat King Cole's beloved song, The Christmas Song. Sounds of Christmas Podcast an episode on December 18th titled Bob Surois on John Denver and the Road to Twilight, The Magic of Christmas. Ken talks to folk new age guitarist Bob Surois about his new Christmas album, his fifth, Twilight, The Magic of Christmas. He also discusses his journey from playing guitar in a rock band to John Denver's influence, which led Bob to a four-album deal, all Christmas albums. Bob also shares the story of how he actually connected with John Denver's family and was invited to perform with members of John's original band. And he talks about how different the album is from everything he's previously done, including his cover of the Snow Miser Heat Miser song. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast had an episode on December 19th titled 80s Adaptations of A Christmas Carol with Ed Daly. Ed Daly, the author of the Christmas book The Ultimate Guide to Your Favorite Holiday, and Jerry talk all things Charles Dickens as they dive into the 80s versions of A Christmas Carol. There were some real heavyweights, George C. Scott, Michael J. Fox, others without a middle initial in their stage name, Mickey Mouse, check, Alice, Bankrupt Scrooge, and AC, yep, Three Dog Night, oh yeah. So put on your nightshirt, start up your smoke machine, and travel to the past with this episode. Christmas Past Podcast had an episode on December 19th titled Backstory, Panettone. It's fluffy, sweet, and studded with raisins and candied fruit peel. It's the Italian Christmas cake known as panettone. Get ready to talk with your hands, along with Brian and Max Miller of Tasting History, as they dig in. Snow and Salttown Podcast, an episode on December 19th titled Baseball Bats and Hula Hoops. Mike and Rusty review Fred Claus from 2007 and try something fun by looking at rewritten Christmas songs. Christmas Countdown Show Podcast, an episode on December 19th titled Top 5 Family Christmas Memories. If you're anything like Eric and Danny, when you think of the holiday season, fond family memories often flood your heart and mind. They count down each of their top five cherished family Christmas memories. Christmas Morning Podcast had an episode on December 19th titled 6 Days Until Christmas. It's the start of Christmas week, and Bran and Scott are very stoked. Weird Christmas Podcast had an episode on December 19th titled Mary Lewid with Benito Serrano. Benito and Craig discuss the tradition surrounding the Mary Lewid, getting into similarities with other European wassailing and hobby horse traditions. Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode on December 19th titled What is the Most Hated Question at Christmas? Liam and Ness uncover who loves Christmas more, men or women. You may be surprised who enjoys this season more. They talk Christmas food memories and why they are such an important part of any celebration. Plus, what is the most hated question at Christmas, and how should you answer it? They have the answer. Christmas Sessions Podcast on episode on December 19th titled Here Comes Dylan Claus. CJ has a bit of a role reversal on this episode. Dylan interviews him and brings back some of the Christmas conversation segments, such as the Candy Cane Speed Lane, Christmas Missed Us, and the Battle Royale. Also featuring a visit from Seasons Eatings' Glenn Warren while drinking Dylan's triple thick eggnog that tasted like molding putty. Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast on episode on December 19th titled Christmas Oranges. Christmas is almost here, so Ricky and Mary wanted to leave you with a bit of holiday history, that wonderful taste and scent of one of the most popular holiday traditions for ages, Christmas oranges. Glenn Warren of Seasons Eatings Podcast shares his insights in a stocking stuffer for you. Sounds of Christmas Podcast, an episode on December 19th titled Kristen, Amari, and David Lands on their new Christmas collaboration and more. Ken talks to singer-composer Kristen Amari and New Age instrumentalist David Lands about their Christmas music collaborations, including their album Forever Christmas and their new singles Mary Did You Know and Silent Night. They also share a glimpse of some of their projects for 2023. TGI Podcast had an episode on December 20th titled Full House, Our Very First Christmas Show. Matt's capping off his Christmas episodes by covering the king of all TGIF shows, Full House. In this episode, Matt talks about how he completely passed this episode up previously, his overall connection to this particular episode, and he tries to solve the mystery of Santa Claus. Christmas Morning Podcast had an episode on December 20th titled 5 Days Until Christmas. Advent Calendar House Podcast had an episode on December 20th titled The Nanny, The Hanukkah Story. It's 1998, and Mike, along with April Riley, are praying for a miracle after getting stuck in a snowbank on the side of a dark highway with only an eighth of a tank of gas. Join them on an enlightening revisit to the flashy girl from Flushing on her first Hanukkah as a married woman. Also, Ray Charles is here. Tis the podcast on episode on December 20th titled So Gather Round, A Glow Surrounds, Each Warm Embrace on the Night of the Lights. Fraggle Rock, Back to the Rock, Night of the Lights. Journey Back to the Rock with Julia, Tom, and Anthony as they cover the brand new Apple TV holiday special, Fraggle Rock, Back to the Rock, Night of the Lights. It's known that the elves are enormous fans of the Muppets proper, in addition to Sesame Street, but what do they think of Henson's Fraggles? You'll have to tune into this episode to find out. Side note, the elves would like to apologize to their good friend Mike Westfall of Advent Calendar House for their severe lack of knowledge on this corner of Jim Henson's universe. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on December 20th titled Have We Lost Touch with the Heart of Christmas? Liam and Ness discover the ultimate Christmas experience offered from the Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey. Is it worth the price tag? They discuss the best and worst gifts they've ever received, plus they ask if we are losing touch with the true heart of Christmas. What today's generation is not doing that could endanger the way we celebrate in years to come. A Cozy Christmas Podcast had an episode on December 20th titled The 100th Episode with special guest Rhea Stevens. Art's celebrating the 100th episode of A Cozy Christmas Podcast. He has a Q&A section where he answers questions and shares Christmas memories from the audience. Then singer-songwriter Rhea Stevens sits down and catches up on life. They talk about their favorite Christmas albums and the memories they have of them. Rhea then gives some great tips on how to show kindness towards others during this time of year. Art's been really excited to get this episode out and can't wait to see what the next 100 episodes will bring. Behind the Bells podcast had an episode on December 20th titled Cozy Fire Chat, Santa's Poet Amy. On his newest Cozy Fire Chat, Robert has his first guest from the North Pole. It's Santa's poet, Amy, who took time out of her busy schedule to have some fun with Robert. Sit and enjoy as the two talk about Christmas movies, their favorite portrayals of Santa, and of course, get to know Amy. Check out how she became a poet, how the North Pole became her calling, and gets challenged by Robert to some creative, poetic improv based on random Christmas topics. Sounds of Christmas podcast had an episode on December 20th titled Guy Maeda on the magic of the season with and without frogs. Ken talks to singer-songwriter Guy Maeda about his new Christmas single, The Magic of the Season. They also talk about Guy's work on a background singer in a long list of very popular movies, Top Gun Maverick, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, and all three Santa Claus movies. Plus, Guy teased that next year he plans to re-release his 1990s album, A Froggy Christmas, featuring songs performed by frogs. Totally Right Christmas podcast, an episode on December 21st, titled Winter Warnerland, 80s Christmas Music Compilation Promo Album. Jerry talks about the Christmas compilation promo album, Winter Warnerland, from Warner Brothers. There were a whopping 37 songs and Christmas IDs on this limited edition double album set presented to radio stations, record stores, music journalists, managers, and producers as holiday gifts for Christmas 1988. REM? Yep. Los Lobos? Check. Pee Wee Herman? Well, it was the 80s. So grab your Walkman, put on your denim jacket, and dive into this episode. Season's Eatings podcast had an episode on December 21st titled Christmas Goose. It's the big day and you're wondering what to serve your family. This main dish is popular because of a certain saint, but maybe not the one you're usually familiar with this time of year. Enjoyed by royalty and common folk alike, this meal was overtaken by the turkey as the bird of choice for the holiday table. From the Middle Ages to Victorian times, Glenn's exploring the history and origins of the Christmas goose. Christmas Past podcast had an episode on December 21st titled Backstory, Christmas Popcorn Tins. Those decorative tins filled with three kinds of popcorn have been a Christmas staple for decades. But why? In this episode, Brian finds out by asking the guy responsible for the whole thing. Merry Britsmas podcast had an episode on December 21st titled Knowing Christmas, Knowing Pudding, War is Over. Adam explores Alan Partridge's Knowing Me, Knowing Yule, the John Lennon classic Happy Christmas, War is Over, and the history of the Christmas pudding. Also, he finds out the champion of the World Cup of the Ghosts of Christmas Present, and hears a modern festive poem from Carol Ann Duffy. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode on December 21st titled 4 Days Until Christmas. Snow in Southtown Podcast, an episode on December 21st titled You Can Skip This One. This is the final full episode for 2022. Mike and Rusty review The Simpsons, Miracle on Evergreen Terrace from 1997, and Elvis sings The Wonderful World of Christmas from 1971. They do something fun by looking at bad Christmas movies, except for one of them. Lost Christmas podcast, an episode on December 21st titled The Yule Goat. Jeff's back with another episode, three recommendations, a movie, TV episode, and book, another Santa, and more of the lost years of Santa Claus. He's headed north to the Nordic countries as he talks about Yule Pukki, the Yule Goat. There's a ton of history and tradition here, and he will be barely scratching the surface. There's a ton to digest, a bunch to discover, and a lot to learn. Part 5 of Santa and his list from the lost years of Santa Claus follows at the end of the episode, so stay tuned and enjoy. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on December 21st titled, The Free Gifts You Can Give This Year That Won't Cost You a Cent. Liam and Ness find out why it's actually vitally important to spend time with those you love the most this Christmas. When money's too tight to mention, they uncover the free gifts you can put under the tree this year that won't cost you a cent. Plus, they ask you if you would change your Christmas Day feast plans due to fussy eaters. Closer to Christmas podcast had an episode on December 21st titled A Very Devil Christmas. Charlie sits down with his son, Max, and talks about the Netflix series Cuphead Christmas episode titled A Very Devil Christmas. There are a lot of great visuals and music in this episode as usual, and they talk about their thoughts on it. Can the devil really get himself on the nice list? Tune in and find out. Sounds of Christmas podcast, an episode on December 21st titled JJ from Christmas Music News on 2022's New Christmas Music. Ken talks to JJ from Christmas Music News, who annually tracks all of the major new Christmas music releases each year. They talk about some of JJ's favorites from the season, as well as some of the biggest surprises. They also tease a couple of possible releases for 2023. Christmas Sessions podcast had an episode on December 22nd titled Bonus Episode. It's a quick bonus episode as CJ has two of the best guests a dad could ever ask for, his daughters, Adriana and Carmela, and he shoot the Christmas breeze and have a couple of laughs. Christmas Morning podcast had an episode on December 22nd titled 3 Days Until Christmas. Christmas Countdown Show podcast, an episode on December 22nd titled The Ultimate Christmas Countdown 2022 with guests Lisa Loeb, Aaron Hayes, and Chris Ruggiero. Eric and Danny have gathered some special celebrity friends and a studio audience full of some of the most loyal fans to help them reminisce on the season's most memorable moments and then count down each of their ultimate countdown lists for Christmas 2022. Special guests include Lisa Loeb, Aaron Hayes, Chris Ruggiero, and the Christmas Countdown crew. Advent Calendar House podcast, an episode on December 22nd titled The Snowman and the Snow Dog. It's 2012, and Mike found a 60-year-old tangerine under the floorboard in his bedroom that's the perfect size for a snowman's nose, or is it? Join him along with Adam from Merry Britsmas for another walk in the air back to 2012 for the charming sequel to the British Christmas classic, The Snowman, by the now late Raymond Briggs. Christmas Clatter podcast, an episode on December 22nd titled, It Was a Pug in a Sweater. This is the last live stream episode before Christmas is here. Todd has a very special Ask Todd Anything, and he will issue a See You Under the Stars challenge. Closer to Christmas podcast, an episode on December 22nd titled Our Favorite Christmas Movie Moments. Charlie asked some members of the Christmas community and his Instagram followers, what is your favorite moment in a Christmas movie? If you were able to relive a moment from a Christmas movie or witness it live, what would that moment be? Listen in as he goes over some of the responses he got, as well as shares his favorite moment in a Christmas movie. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on December 22nd titled, Why You Should Never, Ever Propose at Christmas. Liam and Ness give you every reason you'll ever need to change your mind and hold off proposing on Christmas. Why proposing is a definite festive no-no. They discover why buying secondhand gifts could be a great idea this year. Plus, they ask the question, has their Christmas taste changed over the years? Are the same things loved year in and year out? Or have tastes and traditions matured? Sons of Christmas podcast, an episode on December 22nd, titled The Night Before. Ken talks about the musical side of The Night Before Christmas. A Cozy Christmas podcast, an episode on December 23rd, titled Where God Is, Love Is, by Leo Tolstoy. A message for Christmas. Art wants to give you a story and a message for Christmas. He's had a few listeners wondering if he could address some of his thoughts about the religious significance of Christmas. So in this episode, he wants to talk about what Christmas means to him, what his faith means to him, and how the two are connected. He also reads a very sweet and inspiring story written by Leo Tolstoy. It's known as Simon the Cobbler, and it tells the story of an elderly shoemaker. One day he hears a voice, God, saying that he would come and visit him the next day. So that next day, Simon gets up and works by his window, looking out at the people and waiting for Christ to arrive. What he sees and does in response is what makes the story a beautiful message of what God's love looks like. This is a bit more religious than what Art usually does on his podcast, but he felt like it was a message he wanted to share and in some ways needed to share. 12 Days podcast, an episode on December 23rd titled Little Women, Little Christmas. Dana and Kara share which little women they identify with most. Kara longs for sisters, and they discuss their apathy toward certain subjects in school. 12 Days Podcast, an episode on December 23rd titled Santa Claus 3, There's No Escape, Claus. Kara and Dan mourn Martin Short's mid-career crisis, question once again who this movie is for, and Kara has some bones to pick with listeners. Merry Britsmas Podcast, an episode on December 23rd titled Bonus, New British Christmas Music 2022. If you think there's no good new Christmas music or just want more Christmas music, well, how about this bonus Merry Britsmas episode offering new British Christmas songs? Christmas Past Podcast had an episode on December 23rd titled Pfeffernuss. They're the spice cookie with the funny sounding to American ears name. Pfeffernuss, or peppernuts in English, contain neither pepper nor nuts, and for centuries the original recipe has been a closely guarded secret. Baker and podcaster Glenn Warren joins Brian on this episode. Can't Wait for Christmas Podcast had an episode on December 23rd titled Unanswered Questions, the Santa Claus Films. Tim breaks down some unanswered questions from the Santa Claus films to see if the new series answers them. He also wraps up Merry Castmas with It's a Wonderful Life, and the imaginary listeners join the fun to salute underneath the tree. Christmas Morning Podcast, an episode on December 23rd titled 2 Days Until Christmas. It's Friday and there are only 2 days until Christmas. Excitement overload for Brandon Scott and a bunch of other people. Christmas Clatter Podcast, an episode on December 23rd titled Let Christmas Be Christmas. It's Christmas Clatter's 100th episode. There's a special holiday message from Paul Burdeen, who has been friends with Todd for over 30 years, and Todd reflects on the journey of Christmas Clatter and its future. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast had an episode on December 23rd titled Saturday Night Live with Sean and Ken. Saturday Night Live has been a staple of holiday sketches and music for decades. Ken Kessler from Sounds of Christmas and I are with Jerry to dive into some of the funniest Christmas bits of Saturday Night Live in the 80s. From April, May, June to Mr. Robinson to the Master Thespian. Christmas in New England? Check. It's a Wonderful Life, The Lost Ending? Got it. Hanukkah, Harry Saves Christmas? Yep, that one too. So put on your fake beard, grab an ugly sweater, and laugh along with this episode. Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode on December 23rd titled Who Makes Christmas's Most Influential List for 2022? Liam and Ness unveil their most influential list for 2022. Who has the most influence on the way we celebrate modern-day Christmas? They give you a stack of reasons why you need to be extra generous this year and the damage it may cause if you're not. Plus, what you might be doing today to set yourself up for an amazing day on Christmas Day. Weird Christmas Podcast, an episode on December 23rd titled Ancient Christmas with Earl Fontenelle of the Schwepp. Craig talks with Earl Fontenelle of the Schwepp, the secret history of Western esotericism podcast. They try to trace down any textual evidence that would connect the origins of Christmas to ancient pagan sources, namely the Mithras cult and Emperor Constantine's Sol Invictus cult.
How does he do it?
Mind power, sweet, mind power.
That's going to wrap it up for this weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcasts. I'd like to thank all the podcasters that are on our website for sharing the love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I'd also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. Just remember, a few short days after this drops, I'll have this week that is just wrapping up done, hopefully within a few days. So I'll be back on my regular schedule. I especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast too. I encourage you to visit christmaspodcast.com. We have all the podcasts there with all the links. You can review them. You can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You can get a hold of me. Whole bunch of fun stuff at christmaspodcast.com. You can also find Christmas Podcast Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ChristmasPods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the weekly podcast roundup of Christmas Podcast Podcast. Remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart. If you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Spring Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas Podcast. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Shake it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.